Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, saving lives one show at a time. Coming up on this week's show, I come to bury Ericsson, not to praise him. Sony Ericsson becomes just Sony as Japan buys out the Swedes. Meanwhile, Nokia shows off the offspring of its dalliance with Microsoft. How long till it's just Microsoft Nokia? Well, how about Mycokia? Netflix is heading for the UK, but what's Android gone up its sleeve? And stop! MC Hammer takes on Google. Plus, we put our mergers and acquisitions team on the case to find us more tech company marry-ups. Sony and Fisher-Price for my first Blu-ray? Why not? All that. And a lot less now that I introduce my co-host. It's the man whose mission to Mars ended when he found a Twix. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Just you today.
Mycokia.
Hey.
Yeah, well, due to budgetary cutbacks, yes. Ree's still on holiday, I'm told, and Bunkles is off sick. Oh. He's got a terrible illness, so get well soon, Adam. Thanks for letting us down, because you did say yesterday you were going to be so able royally. To do the podcast. Yeah. But,
Can't trust the bunker, can you?
Sometimes with these young people, they just don't have the professional attitude.
Certainly not.
Of old stagers such as myself.
Oh, well. Anyway, Duncan, anything been irking you this week?
Well, apart from this script, which I've had to print out on A3 for technical reasons I can't explain. So I feel like a town crier in days of yore.
Hear ye, hear ye.
I've got an update on last week's shattering news.
Oh.
About my boyfriend's phone bill, which I'm sure everybody who listens to this
podcast... The £900
phone bill. £900
phone bill.
Well, he got it reduced.
Oh,
got it reduced.
Results.
And here's an interesting thing. He got it reduced to about £90.
Mm.
So that's removing a zero. Now, you might say, well, that's very nice of Orange.
I do.
And it is very nice of Orange, actually, to be fair. I mean, I guess they probably listened to this podcast last week. They were like, oh, Duncan's very upset about this.
Oh,
what can we do to set it right with Duncan? And, so they've done that. But then I picked up the Metro yesterday. And there was a story of a gentleman who'd somehow, under similar circumstances, but probably more, well, even worse, obviously, had somehow run up a phone bill of £4,000 whilst holidaying in America. And obviously he was upset about this. Mm-hmm. And they reduced his bill to £400. So I'm not saying, I mean, obviously three is a trend and two is only two-thirds of the way to a trend. But that's almost as if...
So they just go,
Orange,
right, here you go, 10%. It's almost as if the wholesale cost to them is about 10%.
Yeah, it's almost as if it's about the cost of a box of cornflakes. And always, I don't know, because it makes me think, is it defensible in a court of law to say you've run up a data bill that big? What if you went to court with this, and I'm not having a go at Orange in particular here.
Well, you're saying the reason they give in so easily is because maybe there's a way of...
It just got me thinking, and I'm not a legal person, but how would you prove in a court of law that somebody had actually run up that much data, you know, kind of knowingly, or maybe it doesn't matter if it's knowingly, actually, but how could you actually prove that they'd run up that much data, that the phone had constantly been under their control whilst doing it? And I don't know. I just don't understand. I think, as you say, it's probably more to do with the fact that they take the piss with their overseas data costs to such an egregious and ridiculous extent. That they're just like, oh, no, all right, forget it, mate. We're not two noughts off the end.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We're still making a massive profit. We don't care. Maybe it's that.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just lovely people.
Maybe.
Who,
maybe
when
Orange
somebody
are.
Comes to them with a whole, sob story, it's like, oh, this poor guy, you know, he works for, he's keeping the streets safe. He's a policeman. We've heard about him on the podcast of T3 and... well, he's not exactly a policeman, but he works in a capacity for the police. And
this is getting weaker by the second.
I'm terribly sorry. I've got to go to Birmingham.
He once went to a police station.
No, he does. He does work for
the
police.
Yes, yes. I remember your riots updates,
exactly.
Where he basically, he clocked off just as they began.
Yeah,
brilliant.
That's my guy. you don't want your loved ones out in riots, do you?
No.
That's obviously why he clocked off. It was like, Duncan wouldn't like me to be in this room.
Certainly.
I've got to go to Birmingham this evening, so I'm feeling a bit stressed. So if you're... Actually, funny enough, I think because various other people are on holiday, this actually will be live. Some of you may be listening to this now on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you, God forbid, but some of you may be listening to it in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to meet myself and Luke Peters, editor of T3, That's a long-held ambition that you have.
Oh, is this Birmingham is this people. His roadshow?
The roadshow, yeah. Luke's roadshow is coming to Birmingham.
But this isn't going to go out till the Friday, so people.
No,
people
no,
in
no,
Birmingham
no, we can't
gonna...
put it live tomorrow because the oh, really? One person in the office who knows how to do it. Oh, I'm saying tomorrow. That's going to confuse people.
So this is going to go out today, so
if
Thursday.
You're, listeners, if you're listening now on Thursday,
right.
There's possibly still time. If you live in Birmingham or the nearby area, or you own a helicopter and are really keen to go to Birmingham,
where are you going to be?
The Orange Shop in Birmingham.
I think there's more than one.
I bet there's more than one. Well, you might have to Google it. Right. I apologise for that.
Okay, good. Excellent.
But yeah, come around and say hi.
A rare treat.
As you Birmingham people say, hoi.
I'm not sure that it... Anyway.
That'll be noice.
What?
That'll be noice. Actually. Noice.
That's right. Okay, I think we went kind of Irish Brummy there.
No, that's how the Birmingham people speak.
That's it.
That's how I'll verbatim. Be talking this evening.
Good. Try that out. Anyway, on to our top story, and it's the end of the line for Ericsson. Who'd have thunk it? Yes, Ericsson formed in 2001.
We need to talk about Ericsson.
10 years later, it's all over.
Yes. Well, it's tragic news.
I can see you're weeping.
Well, nobody's going to care, apart from a few very patriotic Swedes.
Right.
Is it Swedish, Ericsson?
It is, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Ericsson remains a massive company in telecoms in general.
It's yeah, just, they're not to consumers, though.
Just it's increasingly unclear what they were bringing to the table. I suppose that I wonder if the last... Because they've been talking for years. Mm. And I think anyone who's had experiences with Sony Ericsson... how can I put this? Like, Sony and Ericsson, although it was a joint venture, it didn't always feel all
wasn't
that joint.
Made in heaven.
No. Yeah. And I think possibly the last, maybe not the last nail in the coffin. Well, let's not call it a coffin. It's just they've made a lovely decision to go in opposite directions. Yes. It's not nobody's died or been nailed literally in a coffin. But was the play, you know, the Sony Ericsson play, the one that was meant to be? Yeah, because that was pretty half-assed. And it was almost as if PlayStation... they were like, yeah, okay, we have to have a PlayStation phone. Do we really have to just do this?
Yeah, and it wasn't
really put a great deal of effort into it. And you can still, I think to this day, you can play Crash Bandicoot if you like. And okay, well, that's great. But so that's about the one thing that makes it PlayStation-esque.
Yeah. Well, Sony have said, look, we're going to take this now and we're going to put all this technology into proper thing, you know. So we're going to see how we can make this fly with our tablets, with our PSP and all this kind of thing. So it's going to be much tighter integration with the rest of the Sony lineup, isn't it? It's going to be done properly now.
Well, you'd hope so. I think it would take a while, to be honest. Yeah. I don't think it's easy to just absorb something like that and just... Because, I mean, obviously, what Ericsson was bringing to the table was like the kind of behind... Under the hood kind of expertise.
No, well, the main thing that Ericsson was bringing to the table, which is the main thing that Sony has taken, is the patents.
Yes, there is. There are five key
patents that allow you essentially to make mobile phones and not be sued by everyone. Sony didn't have them.
A billion quid.
It's paid £1 billion, and it's really paid £1 billion for five patents, essentially, and the ability to license all the other stuff that Ericsson has. But really, it's those five patents. I mean, that's how much they're worth.
And also, possibly, the ability to not have to work with Ericsson anymore, which did seem to be a stumbling block.
Yeah,
it's gonna be, apologies Sony if I read that wrong.
But Sony Ericsson, strangely, although Ericsson is Swedish and Sony is Japanese, Sony Ericsson is British. They're based in Hammersmith. So
makes you proud.
It's going to be interesting what happens. I think they are going to just become a part of Sony now. That's what they've said, and they're going to
for the time being,
it'll still be Sony Ericsson. And eventually, they're going to change the name, but they haven't said what to.
Sony, I guess.
I would guess as well. So this is the end of the line.
I'm sticking my neck out.
It is the end of the line for Ericsson, at least as mobile phones go. Phony, excellent. So let's see.
They'll call it phony.
Let's see where it all started. Long before they met Sony, with a simple ringtone and an advertising character called Harry Hotline.
Pocket phones are all about talk time. Yes, Mum. Hotline gives you 2 hours talk time. It's a special brand of freedom.
With our new mobile phone with built-in PC card and infrared connection, you can access the internet and send email wherever you are. The new Ericsson SH888.
The start of the mobile internet revolution is here. With the Ericsson R380. Welcome to the future. The new Ericsson R380. We call it a smartphone.
A smartphone. That was the first phone called a smartphone.
Yeah, first one with Symbian, I see it says here on the script.
It does indeed. Yeah, yeah, it was the first with Symbian, the first thing branded as a smartphone.
I'm still...
And they were right. It was, you know, the future's here.
Yeah, they were absolutely, yeah. I mean, to be honest, early Ericsson and Sony Ericsson phones were very kind of cutting edge.
Yeah, do you remember the R380? It was that, had a grayscale touchscreen and a flip that went over it. Well, it was a, you know, stylus and a flip that went over it. So you had a physical keypad that went over the screen. And you pressed,
a lot of their phones were like that.
Yeah, but as you pressed buttons on the keypad, they pressed the touchscreen. So clever, really. And then you could flip it out and you had a full wide screen, you know, thing, stylus.
I'm still flabbergasted with this thing, the one with an infrared modem.
Yeah, you know, Ericsson were really far ahead on...
in a way. What kind of download speeds does one get?
Oh, it's chronic. But you could... It was...
and then via infrared... very slowly through the air, and then via infrared...
Well, you could... It was mainly for sending faxes and things like that, but you could send emails with your laptop and all this kind of thing. And
dispatching
it was,
a telex.
It was the very...
to the front line.
They had the first modems for... Ericsson, strangely, was very far ahead on so many ways. I mean, that when they launched the Hotline, that was 1989, they came out with Hotline. And that was what they didn't call them Ericsson phones at first, they called them Hotlines. And they eventually, various disputes with other people called Hotline, got in the way of all that, and they went back to Ericsson.
Would that be Hotlines where one could meet sexy ladies in your area?
There was various things. Well, that was it.
Waiting to talk
because
to
Hotline
you.
Had different connotations in different countries and all this kind of thing. Whereas they found Ericsson, most people associated with, you know, Swedish quality.
Very dull Swedish.
But they were like bricks. They were excellent, weren't they? They were really solid phones. They were never quite as stylish for a long time as Nokia's. But then when you got to things like that, I mean, my favourite phone...
I'd argue with that. Oh, well, actually, maybe not so much Ericsson, but the early Sony Ericsson phones were a lot more
Before the tie-in with Sony, you had the T39, you remember that? Really thin phone, had Bluetooth, GPRS, grayscale.
Do you know
screen.
What? I'd be
awesome.
Exaggerating if I said I literally remembered that one. But I get the general gist of what you're saying, and I do agree with that.
And you see, they were a nice phones. Phone.
I mean, because the thing is, the first mobile phone, you know, because like your first love, it's always your... deepest love, is that what people say? I can't remember.
Like
anyway, so I had mainly Sony Ericsson phones for years because I liked the first one so much, and then they were always big with the camera phones, and I always loved the idea of having a camera in a phone. And now, 15 years on, you pretty much do have a camera in a phone,
pretty much.
And who's to say Sony Ericsson weren't largely responsible for that? And then the Walkman ones were
That was it, because they just went off the boil for a long time, and it wasn't until 2005. That the Walkman phones came out.
Right.
So there was between 2001 and 2005, you had this, you know, 4 years of just wilderness, you know, not really getting anywhere. They were losing market share. Then they got Cybershot in 2006, Xperia 2008, and they've kind of been clawing back from there, but never really getting there.
Well, wasn't it the T68? Everybody seemed to have that phone. That was one of the first
phones. It was both the last Ericsson and the first Sony Ericsson, because the T68 was their first Ericsson colour handset, and it became the T68i, which was the first Sony Ericsson handset. And that was super advanced. It was awesome. Really far.
Oh, right. No, I'm thinking of one that was a bit later down the line. See, if I'd known we were going to be talking about this, I could have researched it properly and gone and fished out all my old phones from under my bed. And I'd actually know the model numbers. But there was one, it was a T-something-i. And readers, go away and Google it. You'll find a lot of people had that phone in those.
Excellent.
Days. And then the W800, that was very good. And the 880, that was all right. And then... kind of quite a lot of shit for quite a long time. And then the Cybershot phones...
Well, their operating system for their smartphone was a PNQ or something.
Well, that was the problem.
It really didn't go anywhere.
And I know it's an interesting thing. Well, maybe not that interesting. Maybe when I say interesting, I say bloody obvious, and they should have done it ages ago, about the announcement today, is that they're ditching this, like, the feature phone part of their roster, and they're just going to concentrate on smartphones, Android phones, in other words.
Yeah.
But for years, I don't know, before Apple... in primarily, not wanting to big up Apple too much, but primarily open people's eyes to what a phone could really do. Like, Ericsson phones were good in as much as, like, the music playback was, like, better than what you'd get on other phones. And the cameras were a lot better. Like, you know, with sort of Xenon flashes built in and all the rest of it. But then once people started demanding to be able to surf the web, send emails, for things to just work in a nice and kind of, at that point, it was like,
oh, shit,
people want features above and beyond, being able to play music and take photos. Oh, shit.
Help. Help.
And then they kind of, I don't know, this, although it was meant to be a partnership thing, this seemed very Sony to me. The fact they kind of poo-pied the idea of using Android and other sort of operating systems that they could have bought in and used. And we're like, oh, no, we're going to make our own because we're great at this kind of thing. until eventually it was like, oh, nobody's buying these phones because actually we're terrible at this kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, but there's no reason why Sony shouldn't be as doing as well as Samsung is at the moment with its Android phones, you know. And if they can integrate them into more of the technology, they could do better than Samsung. There's nothing to no reason why they should be held back other than being inept, you know. But we'll see.
Well, you got to bear in mind, Samsung phones were bloody awful for years. And
yeah,
that includes their early Android.
That is true.
In that.
I went on. There's a forum which for years and years and years has been like the Ericsson forum, and it became the Sony Ericsson forum. It's called Isato. And there are some very, very passionate people on there.
By passionate, do you mean insane?
Well,
foaming at the mouth lunatics.
You be the judge. Bahraini has posted this on the Isato forum. Hold on, I'll just... yes, here we are. I will not say goodbye. I will say, see you soon. I will always carry the hope to see Ericsson Mobile again in this life. For the time being, I'll miss the elegancy. I'll miss the uniqueness. I'll miss the magic touch which always kept me stuck with them. I'll be waiting for you. Ericsson.
Yes. So I was just miming stabbing somebody there, in case anybody was wondering.
Slightly scary.
Well, he obviously loves his... I don't know. I wouldn't say the words elegancy, uniqueness, or indeed magic touch are the ones that... I think he's been magic touched at some point in the past.
Yes.
Put it that way.
Possibly. Well,
very heartfelt.
I
liked it.
Yes.
I'd have shed a tear there.
Absolutely. While we're getting all misty-eyed about Ericsson, another dinosaur of the mobile phone age is going for broke with one final roar. Nokia has just launched its first Windows phone, the Lumia 800... A phone that lends more than a nod to its MeeGo predecessor, the N9.
Yeah, that's because it is an N9.
It is, essentially.
But they've taken out the MeeGo.
Well, rather interestingly, they basically wanted to get this to market as quickly as possible. So they really did just take the N9 and stick
Yeah,
Windows
which I find extraordinary, because the tie-up was announced, what, 9 months ago? Is that as fast as you can do it? Apparently it is.
Well, apparently they've got their lead time, which is how long it takes to develop a product, down from 18 months to 6 months.
No, that's good.
And they've done it because they basically now have little groups with their own teams and they're autonomous, and they come up with they make their own decisions rather than passing everything up the line. There used to be one person in charge of each product.
Right.
And they'd have to approve everything and it would take forever.
What they need to do is have like an insect-style hive mind with Stephen Elop as the sort of queen... Yeah. And then he sends out his soldier and worker bees, and then they tend to his larvae.
It's an excellent
That would be the infrastructure that I would suggest
Duncan's,
Nokia
Duncan's management crew tips. Let's hear from Nokia's own blog, Nokia Conversations, about the
it's
new...
It's bloody great!
About the
Is
new
that
phone.
What they have to say about
they
it?
Seem to be, they seem to be quite excited.
First thing that you're going to notice about the Nokia Lumia 800 is its sleek, thin design, and that is all thanks to it being made from one piece of injection-molded polycarbonate, which also brings these amazing, vibrant colors. It gives you great antenna reception. You can hold the phone any way that you want to, and you're always going to get an amazing, clear call. One of the things I've noticed is how blazingly quick it is. You can scroll down, jump over to Xbox Live. There it is. Super, super quick.
So there we go. I think there was a little dig at iPhone antenna gate in there.
Let it go. Bloody hell.
So what do we make of this?
What do I make of it? This specific phone, I don't make anything of it because I ain't seen it yet. Well, I've seen it, but I haven't played with it.
Yeah, I haven't
However,
touched it.
However, in preparation for this, I have been having a bit of a fiddle with Windows Phone 7 because Claire, my deputy, has... I think she did my thing and dropped her phone down the toilet. And then there happened to be a Windows Phone 7 phone lying around. So she's been using that. And it was, I think she did take it as a bit like, oh, it's the only thing that's in the office. I'll take it, whatever. But she really likes it. And I've had a bit of play with it. I think Windows Phone 7 absolutely shits on Android.
Really?
Because I think of Android. I mean, I know now people will be like, well, Android allows you to have more powerful features.
It's more powerful,
versatile.
Well, somehow, I think Ice Cream Sandwich moves Android a little closer to
Windows.
Yeah, it
does. This is another thing that I've realised. It's not intrinsically wrong. No, it kind of is intrinsically wrong with Android. I'm like, yeah, great. These features look fantastic. When am I going to get this on the Sensation? Oh, well, 2012, if I'm lucky. Because HTC now have to go away and work out how they can make it work with their, like, crappy HTC Sense things. I don't even bloody want. Anyway, So although, okay, Android has good features and for some users, yeah, it's great. But to me, is essentially, it's iOS, but not as good. I don't care what anybody says. Google obviously looked at iOS and said, okay, how can we make something like this? And I don't think they pulled it off. Whereas Windows Phone, they haven't done that. And firstly, as a result of that, it's got a completely different feel. And secondly, I don't know if it's a result of that or just simply better engineering, better software design, whatever. It just feels slick.
Yeah.
Like where, even with the Sensation, which has got a double...
Super,
what's it called?
Yeah.
Supercharged processor. That's not a technical way of putting it, I know. Dual core. That's the word I was looking for. I don't know what the processor is in Claire's thing, and but it just feels so much faster. There's no lag. Things just move as you would like them to. What you expect to happen pretty much happens. It does feel simple without feeling simplistic. I think it's great.
The phone itself.
I never thought I'd say that about a Microsoft product of any kind.
The phone itself, I mean, you kind of heard the USP in that little clip. It's the polycarbonate thing and the way it looks.
Is polycarbonate a posh way of saying plastic?
That was it's slightly more
advanced carbon,
than that.
Because carbon,
yeah,
that sounds good.
Poly,
it's basic, that sounds
it's
like
basically
plastic.
So. But it does have those quite funky colours. You've got...
Yeah, the colours are nice.
Yeah, so what's cyan...
cyan, if you will, yes.
Yes.
Or blue is...
Never.
I prefer to call it.
Black, well, that's fairly... And magenta.
Pink.
Or raging hot pink, as it actually appears.
Big gay pink.
Yeah, pretty much.
As everybody will be. So basically, it's the cyan one for the boys and the magenta one for the girls.
There we go. And black if you're androgynous. Yeah. But
androgynous.
But what they've said is, look, we're just getting this out here now. So they've not actually spent a lot of time tinkering with hardware. They've put on extra services. So you've got Nokia Drive, which is very similar to Ovi Maps, but very slick. Again, looks pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the screenshots, I mean, I've not seen it in operation, but yeah, it looks
they've got
nice in the pictures.
They've got Nokia's music service on there.
The funniest thing in the announcement, I thought, was the guy said, we've solved the mobile music problem. That must have come as news to every other mobile phone manufacturer. They were like, oh, we kind of solved that about a decade ago.
We're pretty much there. And cloud storage, 25 gigs of Microsoft's cloud storage. Sort of
whatever.
The actual phone is 16 gigs itself.
Does it have a micro SD slot?
No, it doesn't. Ooh, it doesn't, actually.
For shame.
And also, rather importantly, 8 megapixel Carl Zeiss lens camera, because they are quite good on Nokia. That's one thing they've always
Nokia's
been pretty good at.
Yeah. Have always had pretty decent cameras.
Yeah.
Is Carl Zeiss... Apparently he's great at making lenses. I don't know enough about
him. He does... Carl Zeiss makes... The proper Carl Zeiss lenses are extraordinarily good.
Yeah.
I don't think... Exactly the same.
The ones they turn out.
Same craftsmanship.
The size of my little fingernail.
Goes into the ones on Nokia. But hey, they take good pictures. So
it's better than being made by me.
Who are we to judge? Yeah. I think... Mix Radio is the name of the streaming music.
Mix Radio.
Mix Radio. Which sounds like...
God almighty. Why don't they just call it Wheels of Steel? Why don't they call it Disco Mungus or something? Hep. Cats. Yeah. Playback. Fab
Coming
Gear.
Up in November. So in February... Nokia's new chief exec, Stephen Elop, said Nokia is standing on a burning platform.
Yep.
Is it still? Has it jumped off?
I assume when he said... Because I don't know, because I assumed at the time by burning platform he meant literally Symbian, but then I thought maybe he just was talking about
it
Nokia's...
It has an interesting dual meaning. Because, was he talking about the operating system or was he talking about a kind of a figurative platform?
Yeah,
you know,
or both.
We should get off it.
Well, I think Windows Phone 7, although nobody is really buying into it yet, is a considerably less on fire platform.
Yes.
Less on fire in a negative way, I mean, than Symbian.
Well, maybe Nokia is the kick it needs. I don't know.
I'm beginning to think, I never thought I'd say this, because there's a lot of residual affection for Nokia.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much among the people
as we saw, there was for Ericsson.
Next, there's loads of Nokia nut jobs who are like that.
True.
They you get them on forums all the time. Say, well, Nokia had this feature 10 years ago. You know, when it's like, well, they did, but it was
rubbish.
Sucks ass. But yeah, they did. I guess you could say, in a sense, it did have this feature. But yeah, there's a lot of affection for Nokia. It is still the market leader in many parts of the world, and it's not like everybody thinks of Nokia as being hopeless, although perhaps they ought to, given the last couple of years of products they put out. And Windows Phone 7, I think
you
it's
like
great.
It.
And the two together...
Marriage made in heaven?
Quite possibly. And I'm not, you know, like a massively positive person about these sort of things, but I think...
Yeah, it's out in the middle of next month. I don't know if you've seen much of the other stuff from Nokia World, but this, as I say, Nokia sort of said, look, this isn't a lot of hardware innovation in this. This is us showing we can do Windows.
It's an old case with a new thing.
But they had a prototype, the Nokia Kinetic. Did you see this? This is awesome. If you're listening to this podcast, listen to the rest of it, or pause at this point, whichever you prefer. Go online and type in the Nokia Connect. It's a bendable display. Okay, well, fine. We've seen things like that before. But this is a phone based on a bendable display. So it's a normal touchscreen.
Yeah.
But you can also navigate it by twisting the phone. So you can scroll down by twisting it one way, scroll up by twisting it the other way. Instead of pinch to zoom, well, you can pinch to zoom, or you can just bend it in a convex way, or to zoom in a concave way. It sounds like, hold on, bending my phone, this doesn't sound sensible.
Hmm.
But it actually looks incredibly intuitive. When you see someone zipping around with it in, you know, navigating websites, things like that, it's awesome. Really clever stuff. And I think that's the sort of stuff where Nokia is finally going to go, you know, all these R&D teams who've been doing whatever for
I don't know, because I think that almost might be the wrong way to go, just simply because that's not what people identify Nokia as being like.
What they were saying is this: it complements a touchscreen, so it's not, they're not getting rid of the touchscreen, but, you know, if you're wearing gloves, or, you know, you can use, you don't have to lift your hand off the device to navigate with this. It's very cool. It's just one thing that they're showing there, and it was it really captured my imagination. Have a look at the video of it. It is awesome.
Okay, fair enough. But I mean, that to me, that sounds more like something that's really cool to look at and a great proof of concept, but not something that's going to fly
I really think it could. I think it's actually, it looks cool and it has a functional use. There's a reason for doing it. I like it. Anyway,
fair enough.
There is plenty there's plenty more coverage of Nokia World on T3.com, and there is plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Well, it's taken forever, but finally, Netflix is to launch in the UK and Ireland in early 2012, offering unlimited streaming of films and TV for a monthly subscription. You can watch on anything from a laptop to an Xbox 360, PS3, and even the Wii, iPad 2, or iPhone. Look out, love film.
Oh yay. Not to be outdone, Android now offers UK users the chance to rent films direct. Movies which start from £2.49 can be kept for up to 30 days with 48 hours to watch on any device. Watch out for the video app in Android Market.
After recording its first losses in 30 years, Nintendo's announced the struggling and now price-cut 3DS's next firmware will add 3D video recording. The update will be released before the end of November.
Yes, the increased success of that gadget is therefore guaranteed with that unbelievable upgrade.
Absolutely.
Adidas has revealed its latest Nike Plus rival, the Adidas Speed Cell. The in-shoe insert boasts an array of sensors with specialized performance metrics for running, football, basketball, and tennis. It'll track speed, number of sprints, and 360-degree movement. Expect it this December.
Portal 2 is the game of 2011, according to this year's Golden Joystick Awards, fending off competition from StarCraft 2 and Activision's first-person bullet fest, Call of Duty Black Ops. Valve's Portal 2 took home the award for Ultimate Game of the Year in the publicly voted awards.
God. Arsecraft 2 and Call of Duty Brown Ops, I call them, but if that's what wins the awards, fair enough. And finally, here's a sentence we thought we'd never say. MC Hammer is taking on Google. fair point. With his own search engine called Wiredoo. He unveiled the new service at the Web 2.0 conference in San Francisco, along with the slogan, "Search once and see what's related." Catchy.
MC Hammer. The name I haven't
Can't touch this.
Wow.
She's a very freaky girl. That was the original song that he sampled for Can't Touch This. In case you're wondering, that was Rick James.
Yes.
He was
a
massive drug head and got sent to prison for many years for sexual assault, I believe.
You're telling me a singer and was on drugs? Oh, don't shatter my illusions.
Well, I don't think MC Hammer was ever on drugs, because he was a big god botherer. But I think his tailor was quite conceivably on drugs. Quite big drugs.
Some sort of medication at any rate.
Big drugs, big trousers.
Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM and posting on the official T3 podcast group.
Okay, you need a run-up at that these days, that introduction. PR Gilbert 2001, Peter Gilbert tweets, sorry, I'm doing my news voice again, tweets, great podcast again. My favourite, you've left out all the punctuation in this.
No, he hasn't inserted any.
Okay. Great podcast again. Yes. Thanks, Pete. My favourite thin phone, we were talking about thin phones last week, in case you didn't listen last week. Thin phone back in the day was my Ericsson T28i.
Ah.
It all fits.
Maybe that was the one you were thinking of.
Quite possibly. No, it was more like...
Never mind.
I'll get back to you next week.
Okay.
My iPhone 4S battery sucks.
Oh.
It's going back.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I think we ought to talk about this next week. I think we might need to get almost have a fight in the studio between Matt, our deputy editor, who's just got a 4S and is finding the battery life catastrophic,
right,
and Luke, who, as good luck would have it, wrote the review of the iPhone 4S on our website, who thinks the battery is fine.
Mm.
Or if not fine, I mean, he's had issues with it, but not to the extent that a lot of people are
having. We should almost swap their phones and see if their experiences are the same.
Yes, or perhaps we should go back in time and swap which of them got it before it came out and was handed it by Apple, and which of them bought it from a shop.
Oh, I see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're going to have to do Adams as well, I think.
Okay. Ben Jib, also known as Ben Proctor, on the Lumia 800, says, don't matter how much glitter and fairy lights you put on a turd. I think he means turd.
I think so.
A turd is still a tad. That's a complete and utter spelling fail that you've pulled off there, Ben. Good
I think
work.
Autocorrect is...
Okay, so I'll read that again for the hard of understanding, or for... No, so people can understand it, I mean. Doesn't matter how much glitter and fairy lights you put on a turd is still a turd. P.S. Duncan is great.
Ah, there we are. To which I will
what
add...
What a brilliantly educated and eloquent young man.
To which I will add, a turd is still a turd.
You can
pick this up as well. This is Adams.
Okay, on the Facebook group. How does Adam talk? I can't really do an impression of Adam. I'll do a brilliant Welsh accent if I was doing Reed.
He's like Nick Clegg. You can't impersonate him.
Andrew Smith. Is it me or is iMessages not that good? No, I don't think it is that just you. Because it's FaceTime all over again. I mean, if everybody you know owns an iPhone and has upgraded to iOS 5, you know, yeah, I suppose it is quite useful. But, I mean, I know some people who aren't... I know some working class people, some people who aren't, you know, well-paid or get free stuff like myself, and, you know, I can't communicate with them. Mm. So, yeah, come and talk to me about that in Birmingham this evening if you're in the area. Plus, if it doesn't send, it sends it as an SMS or MMS. Oh, that is stupid, because MMS you have to pay for.
Is the very point he makes.
It is. I was just paraphrasing his point with fewer exclamation marks. Yeah, MMS is not free, !! Yeah, and that is very true. And then it's definitely you, says... Oh, sorry, this is a reply.
There we are.
Right. Is it me or is iMessage not that good? Oliver Kademi says, it's definitely you. It's awesome.
Hmm.
And Stuart Gordon adds... you have one app which adds in the ability to send free iMessages to a standard text application. What's not to like? Well, that thing that I just said.
There
that's
we
what's
are.
Not to like.
Yes, take it up with Duncan.
If all your mates have got iPhones, yeah, it's great.
It's all good. Timothy Okonawu, just saw the video, the new Nokia Lumia 800, which basically is the Nokia N9, who's gone to see a surgeon to enhance her looks. Very perceptive.
And it hasn't even worked.
Looks like a good start for the new Nokia Windows relationship. It'll have to come bigger and better than that to win my love back. does Nokia want it? I don't know. Oliver Kademi has played with one and reports it's lovely hardware. So there you go.
We're still talking about the phone here, aren't we?
We're still talking about the phone.
Good.
And a top tip for Christmas, Nathan Dunn. The Steve Jobs book is brilliant. Only just started it, but still excellent. £12.50 at WH Smith.
They're all good booksellers.
Little advert there. I might put that on my Christmas list, actually. That'd be good. I think Hello You Creatives posted something to suggest it's quite a sort of a warts and all biography.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, the guy Ray was very close to him, and there's been some criticism of that as a result. But I don't think he exactly paints him as some sort of whiter-than-white figure.
No, especially as he wore black very often. Now, what do we watch?
Well, he wears black on the outside because black is how he feels on the inside, as Morrissey once so correctly said.
What have we got for our Gadget of the Week? Interestingly, that black polo neck getup was modelled on the uniform that Sony workers wore, because Steve Jobs saw that, wanted Apple staff to wear that, but didn't really catch on. And so he just adopted it for himself.
He just carried on wearing it off chance that eventually all his staff would be like...
Yeah, the polo necks were designed by some fantastically expensive designer, and he just made them a whole job lot, and he kept them for years.
See, because the thing with polo necks is I immediately think the person wearing them has got
having this discussion, I'll just provide a little commentary on what Duncan is doing. He's just taken out a large ear and is inserting what can only be described as an iPhone into it.
Yes. Well, you know, your gadget of the week? Normally when Adam or Rhea are on, they have like some kind of right load of old tat.
Yeah,
like,
let's face it.
The some sort of Sony tablet or something. So what I've got here is the earphone case.
I see. I'm like an iPhone case. I'm seeing this where this is going. So if you took a call right now, for instance, and...
I think we'll have to put some kind of photograph on the Facebook page or something.
Okay, right. Well, you carry on.
Well,
I'm reaching for a camera, and I will post this.
I think the case describes it as well as you could wish. It's got a picture of somebody, sort of Prince Charles lookalike.
Right, so if you pose now. There we are. Okay. Very nice. Yep. Shall I upload that now? And then people will wonder what on earth is that all about?
That's the kind of cutting edge shit. That's how we do.
That's how we roll. They'll listen to the podcast and it'll all become clear.
Yeah, no, so earphone case. And on the case, it's got a picture of sort of Prince Charles lookalike who's obviously using this. And what it basically does is give the illusion that you have a massive ear. And then, but of course, the joke's on whoever sees you and goes, oi, big ears. Because it's not a massive ear. It's an iPhone secreted within what's actually described on the case as a massive silicon appendage.
Now, if someone bought me... Daniel, I've bought you a massive silicon appendage. I wouldn't be thinking ear.
No, I'd be like, are you trying to say I've got no tits? You're saying I'm flat. You're saying I've got nout. So we got that, and then we got this thing, which is the Zio Sleep Manager.
Nice.
That's the other thing that I picked up off of one of our writers' desks. And basically, I don't know what this does, but it helps you manage your sleep, whatever the hell that means. But I just liked the slogan again. Take control of your sleep, track it, improve it, feel your best.
That's got to be a Far East slogan that someone's adopted.
But the thing I don't understand is, if you've got insomnia, that's just going to make you feel worse. You'd be tracking your sleep. I already knew I didn't get any sleep, and now it's being shown to me in app form.
I was listening. I can't remember what I was listening to, but an insomnia expert, and they were saying that
put you to sleep? That'd be ironic,
pretty much,
wouldn't it?
When they wire people up, you know, they'll wake up and they go, "Oh, I haven't had any sleep. It's a terrible night." And actually, they've slept for half the night. They're just not very aware.
Oh, they're okay. Well, yeah. So maybe it would help in that respect. Then.
So there you go. Yeah, you might feel a bit better if you knew you really were sleeping.
But the problem is with the best one in the world. You get like night creams, and you get these for men now. This isn't just for women. Like you get like, I assume mainly gay men, but like you can wear like a cream at night that beautifies your skin.
Mm.
Which I was thinking, well, that's great. But then what if you're going out with somebody who like smears like cream all over their face every night? It's a bit of a passion killer, isn't it? But I think it's nothing compared to this. Look, you have to put on like a sort of 1980s style. It's like something from the bloody Physical video by Olivia Newton-John. You have to wear, and then obviously with wires coming off it going to your smartphone.
Mm.
So I don't know. For me, that's I'm a much bigger fan of the massive silicon appendage.
It's soft and smooth. It's very nice. Very nice if you're into large ears covering your phone.
You know what you say about men with large ears.
So that's the
massive cock.
That's the thumbs up earphone case and the Zio Sleep Manager 2 gadgets of the week. Better watch out.
Eat your heart out. Sorry, right. I didn't mean massive cock. I meant able to hear well.
There
Sorry.
We are.
It just slipped out.
Now, it may be the end of... what slipped out? Of Sony and Ericsson's romance. But there are other tech unions we're dying to see. T3 has been playing company matchmaker.
Yes.
And suggested a hot list of viable speed dates. So what nuptials would you like to see?
Nuptials? Do you mean nuptials?
Nuptials.
Nuptials.
Oh dear, I've just read literally exactly what's typed. That's terrible. Yes.
And you wrote it.
What nuptials?
That's like that time you said cache. We still laugh about that to this day.
I think I've conclusively proved that I was right.
Oh, okay. All right. well, the one I liked was... I love the way you've tied everything together this week, by the way.
Seamless.
There's one pair of companies divorces, another pair comes together, and now we're looking to the nuptials.
Nuptials.
So we'd like to see in the future.
New word.
That's fantastic. It's all themed.
Yeah.
And then I had two gadgets, you know, on the gadget of the week. It's all about
duality.
Duality. Mm. Very good. I like it. Okay. So my favorite duality is, Rocktendo. So Rockstar, obviously massively dominant in the kind of, if you like, more adult, mature sort of gaming industry.
Less
Nintendo.
Cutesy.
Completely dominant in the sort of...
mushroom.
Not so much kind
princess
of.
So thing.
You bring the two together, and whoever wrote this, who is it? Joe Svetlik, former news editor of T3, now freelance, available at very reasonable rates if you want to hire him, if you run your own magazine or website. He says, this would be a proper cultural collision. Expect GTA expansion packs in which Mario necks a load of mushrooms, then pimps Link to a flamboyant gay crime boss Toad before jumping repeatedly on Toad's head to steal back the cash.
Obviously.
And Donkey Kong is already readying for his sadistic mob enforcer cameo in L.A. Noire 2.
Ah, yes. Yeah,
that's a lot of childhood sort of innocent dreams shattered in one paragraph.
Yes.
There.
Yes, I'm going for the more Panasonic.
This is the one that he got an illustration done for.
Yeah, so he's got a large Aibo with the Panasonic branding sort of terrorizing a city.
Godzilla style.
Yeah, only because, you know, bring them both together, you'll just create this huge giant, unstoppable.
It would literally be
just eat Samsung
behemoth
for breakfast. Exactly, yeah. I think in the article it does point out that everything will be proprietary. And
that's why it's in such a bad mood and is leveling Tokyo, raising Tokyo to the ground.
Yes.
It's because it can't work with anything else.
Destroying open standards.
It's like the time King Ghidorah took on Mothra.
Very similar.
For fans of the Godzilla films.
Yes, I would imagine. plenty of those listening. Well, thank you, Duncan. Thank you. That is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3's on the shelves and on the iPad. And we are on iTunes every Friday, or mysteriously Thursday this week. Till next week,
then. The duality of days.
Yes, till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.